This is lesson number 9, the background for God as our spiritual father. And again, we stress the overlapping feature of his unfolding plan. Although he is now seen as selective father, he reveals himself as being concerned for everyone. This concern for all, even while God is carrying out his selective process through one nation, may be illustrated from 3 major areas. The first major area is that of law. 3 examples will suffice. The first example falls in the area of legal ethics. The Israelites were not to oppress or mistreat the resident aliens among them. Exodus 22:21, chapter 23, verse 9, and Leviticus 19, verse 33. The second example has to do with benevolence. At harvest time, they were to leave some grapes on the vines and all that fell to the ground for the poor and the aliens together, Leviticus 19, verse 10. The third example shows that God was indeed concerned for all people and that he required reverence from everyone. The one who blasphemes the name of the Lord shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall certainly stone him, the alien as well as the native, when he blasphemes the name, shall be put to death. There shall be one standard for you. It shall be for the stranger as well as the native, for I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 24, verses 16 and 22. The second major area in which we see God's concern for all people is history. Every Bible reader is familiar with the story of Jonah. Even before we could read, most of us had heard about Jonah and the big fish that swallowed him. He lived in a village near Nazareth during the 8th century B.C. At that time, Jeroboam II was king of Israel. Jonah was sent by God to Nineveh, the capital of the Assyrian Empire, to preach the message of destruction because the people were so wicked. Although he was reluctant,